Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, here we are. It's Wednesday already. Of course, it's a short week, so it should be Wednesday already. And today's show is brought to you by BarkBox.com. Get one free extra month of BarkBox at www.getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show. Check it out. In the meantime, markets yesterday were down, but again, they could not really keep them dramatically down. They pushed them, but in the meantime, they did come kind of roaring back. They cut their losses pretty much in half, with the exception of the Dow, which was under severe stress and pressure from some of the financials. I wrote yesterday in my blog, where is the fear? And of course, there is no fear. Never fear, underdog is here. And I would say to you that, again, this could be the start. It could be just another false start. And that's where we have to be extremely cautious here. Watching, I think you saw some interesting things. I think the Treasury bonds were up huge yesterday, and of course pushing rates down. I think the 10-year is down to about 206, looking to go under 2. The 30 was down about 2.6. So we can see some dramatic pressure here. We've got the oil had a big rally, probably fairly BS would be my guess. Look, we're going to see rallies. That's not the issue. I think that overall, we will never be surprised at a rally in something. But certainly here we would expect, in fact, we're looking to sell about the 49 level, which was about the high of the day. So, at the end of the day, you had gold and a nice move. And I thought the actual interesting part of gold was it started to sell off, and then it gained ground and regained and actually picked up some strength. So it looks like probably 1370 is in the cards sooner than later. Now, again, I don't expect it to go straight up, nor would I tell you it's going to go straight up. I would think that you're going to see some opportunities. And certainly, as you know, we are looking to be a buyers, but I wouldn't be like jumping in with glee at this moment right here. I'd try to wait for a pullback. If it rallies up, it rallies up. I wouldn't be afraid to miss it because I do believe you're going to see it sell back off. But I go to the question, where is the fear? If there was real fear, the market should have been down 1,000. If there was real fear, the VIX should have been got up to 20. But it had a little blip. It was up 4 points and ended up closing up 2 points. So are we really, at that point, is this going to be the black swan? And again, I will answer honestly, I don't know. It could be. I think that, one of the things that we have to always understand is that we can't anticipate. We have to play as the market happens. And right now, again, I'm looking to sell. I think the action was pretty good based on what we talked about yesterday, because I said I expected the markets to fail at about 2470 or 2480, and they did. All right, and now the S&P is back down to 2460. It did get down into the 2445 level. So, now what? Well, again, we're going to make another lower high here. So now we can see if we can actually go make a lower low. And that is something that we'll be watching very closely. But the action is still somewhat quiet. There was a little bit more volume on Tuesday. But remember, Tuesday was a combination of Sunday night, Monday, and Tuesday. So it's not like it had, a major move. It was just kind of like a continuation party, right? So again, I wouldn't get so overly enthused yet. I think we got to watch. I think there's a lot to do. But again, I don't want to try to jump the gun too early here and say that we're definitely in that period. Look, if you ask me what I'm going to do, I'm going to lean to the short side of the market in my trading account. My long-term account is going to remain long. I mean, again, that I don't get out there, I hedge. And I think that that's something important. And hopefully you're going to be coming to the class next week. But if you're not, no, again, no big deal. I'm just saying that, you know, one of the things about hedging is you find yourself always in a much better position. And you don't have to worry about these market moves. And you don't have to worry about what goes on because you are hedging properly, which means that you don't really care and you're actually happy when the market sell off because it allows you to accumulate more stock at the bottoms. Because we do know or we feel that the markets are going to rally over time. So at the end of it, we just want to make sure that we are prepared and ready to handle it. And the last thing we want to have to happen is to be forced out or have to puke out. Okay? And that is something that, again, we talk about often. You know, getting forced out or puking out of markets. And I think that that's obviously always a mistake, but we do it. And look, we've all done it. And I will throw me in with you. All right. And I'm just saying that we have to learn to cut down those things because at the end of the day, you are always making a mistake when you puke. You're never right when you puke. Puking is always wrong. And I think that is something that, you know, we look for. And I think that, you know, overall, you'll find that I am correct. All right. And of course, I don't want you to be in that position. I think when you're in that position, you end up, you know, kicking yourself and you end up saying, "Ooh, I wish I wouldn't have done that." And that's always something that I find to be interesting. Because we do it over and over again. But again, we've got some things that are somewhat extended here. I do believe gold's a little bit extended. Now, again, I like gold, and I'm looking to buy it on a pullback. I think that grains have a lot of room to go up. I think that Tuesday's action was good for grains. I think that you want to look at the overall formation here and, you know, probably be a seller of S&P on any rally. You know, you could almost – it's almost a sale – you know, somewhere around here, but I want to watch it trade another day before I get, you know, totally committed or should be committed. But there's just a lot out there. And of course, we got the ECB this week. And if you saw the euro currency went bananas again, pushing the dollar once again into the toilet. And that's also an issue. But again, this goes back to that ridiculous stuff that, you know, that we see all the time. And I think that that's a problem as well. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, we get, you know, too rattled by what's going on in markets versus letting the markets do what they're supposed to do. And that, again, I think is something that you need to make sure that you're following, okay? It's just important to be ready to trade and ready to make sure you understand the action, but without putting yourself in danger, okay? And again, there's no way of having no danger, but we want to make sure that we put ourselves in the best possible position, okay? So there's a lot going on, and we'll see if this is indeed the, we'll call the black swan. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break. This is Bubba, The Bubba Show. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm is always your place to go to get a download of The Bubba Show as well as a download of The Sporting Edge. And in the meantime, Bubba's Bottom Line, available to you at BubbaTrading.com. We're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, coming right back.
Well,
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, I did a great webinar on Monday, and I'm going to share it with you now. So let's sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And here's Monday night's webinar. Here you go. And what's up? What is up? Welcome on this Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, everybody. I got my big football draft on Wednesday, so I'm excited about that. Of course, we have a big money, big money fantasy football. You'd be surprised if nothing else. And of course, we had some more excitement from North Korea over the weekend, and nobody cares. And I find that to be interesting. You know, we talked last night and said that, you know, the market's probably a bit would bounce off of those lows, and sure enough, here we are once again. They bounced a little bit off them. There's no fear. Nobody's afraid of North Korea. I don't get it, you know, but we'll see. I find it interesting that we just have no worry about anything. I think that's a little bit strange in its own right. And again, who am I to tell everybody how they should think? But I'd certainly be afraid. I think there's some big issues. You know, again, obviously the markets were closed, but the futures were open today. And, you know, if you look at, you know, kind of what happened in the futures market, you know, which is a reasonable indication, they're not even down that much. Now here, so here you go. Right. So here's where we opened. Right. And they basically rallied. I don't know. Again, obviously, we have nothing to be afraid of. I guess, what was that? We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Okay. You know, I find it interesting that we just don't care. You know, the bonds, you know, they rallied a touch, but gold rallied a little bit. But again, if you would look at it and say, you know, what should it rally or what should the markets break? Hold on one second for me. Again, one of these is, it's always, I don't know. It's always something interesting that I can't seem to get past, with, you know, what everybody, does and thinks. And I mean, you know, we totally ignore, you know, what's going on in front of us. And then what's going to happen is, you know, then it'll finally be something that will drive the market slower. And everybody goes, oh, well, what happened? Well, I mean, they're telling you right now what's happening. I mean, again, I'm not telling you to be afraid or tell you the markets are going down, but I would certainly say that based on, you know, where we are in the markets, based on everything else, I mean, you should have a little bit of concern here. I would just say that I wouldn't think you would be totally, you know, without fear. Why is everyone so carefree? Well, I think that they don't care. I think this is not new. Okay. This happens every single time the markets start to collapse. All right. Again, and I'm not saying it's going to be today, tomorrow, next. I have no idea when it's going to be, but this is the same attitude we always have. Okay, because that's the way that we are, and that's what makes the markets do what they do. Right now, nobody's concerned about anything because it has not generally affected us yet. Well, we'll see. Hey, that's kind of what we have here. I just got sick. Do you have to talk about raising the debt ceiling? Well, they're going to raise it. Listen, this time it's actually with good reason. I just hope it's a clean bill, which it will. I'm sure it will not be. I mean, obviously, you know, you're going to have, I bet you're going to be close to $1 trillion in Houston or in Texas before it's all said and done. So obviously they have to take care of that. We live in a system that is, we live in the best place in the world, but we've let far too many things go by over the years. And hey, you know, that's kind of, we're in that same, you know, it's like the same way we do everything, right? You know, it's like, okay, that's the way we've always done it. Anyways, no call starts without the words of wisdom from our friend Connie, and it's with the right support, any dream is possible, and that's correct. All right. Again, look,
life ain't easy. But if you do the right things and you get the right support, you're going to be put yourself in that chance to move to the next level. And that's always what we look at. I mean, again, these are things that, you know, we talk about often, and it's important. You know, making sure, you know, a lot of little things are things that a lot of the little problems we have, we create on our own. And if we can take care of those and eliminate those, we're never going to get rid of them completely, but we have to learn to cut them down. Too much socialist thinking. Well, everyone now believers, the plunge protection team always save the market. Yep. Well, that's fact. I mean, that is fact. And of course, what would be a call without me bitching? Because I bitch all the time. But our lack of response to China and North Korea. Now, again, I don't understand why we haven't done anything yet. Does anybody really think sanctions are the answer? And in my opinion is either China has to step up and throttle them, which they can do easily if they want, or we're going to have to take care of it. If we take care of it, there's going to be a war. If China takes care of it, they can do it without probably anything. But, of course, I think China likes having this kind of chaos going on right now because it keeps us doing other things. So, again, I'm really pretty irritated about this whole – because at any time they can do anything, and it's not a comforting feeling. I don't think they will step up either, but somebody's got to do something. And it looks to me is I said – on my radio show today, I said it's going to be, I say something's going to happen by Friday. That's my deadline. But my biggest question is, where's the fear? Okay. And we don't care about anything. It's amazing. There's absolutely no fear in the market. And I'm not telling you should be afraid. I'm just saying, hey, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty out there, and yet we continue to go. I mean, here's the Dow. You know, we had last Monday, if you remember, we had the bombing right after the right during the call, or it was before the call. But we were talking about it. And I said, look, it's probably a buying opportunity. And sure enough, dead bang, pow, up go the markets after, you know, and they actually closed higher on Tuesday. All right. And they reached our second sales point, which is 22,000. All right. But again, it wasn't hard to predict that they would bounce from there. It was certainly hard to see that they were going to continue to go straight up. And I think that's one of the problems, you know, not a problem. I mean, it's good if you're long, but that's one of the things you look at. The markets continue to go straight up in the face of everything. I mean, somehow they found a phony GDP print of 3%. And I hope it's true, but I'm sure it'll be something as it was last time we had a big print, which was a soybean order. But in the meantime, the markets went up. So who's, you know, we're not going to step in front of them and say you can't go up, but you would think there might be a little bit of uncertainty, a little bit of fear. And of course there is not. The S&P, look at this. Pow. I mean, look at this move. You know, we thought, I mean, we were sellers at 2450. They're at 2476. Now I'm going to fire, or I did already fire. I'm not going to, I'm already did. I fired my last shot at 2480. And, you know, if they make it in Ohio, I'll have to get out. I mean, that's just the way life goes. But at the end of the day, I don't see it. But, you know, again, I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. I mean, here we have a market that rebounded and went basically up without stopping. Now, we should not be surprised at the trading action. I mean, I'm surprised that we went straight up, but I'm not surprised that there was no action. We talked about that. And I thought there might be a little bit of, you know, there might be a rally up and then there might be a big sale and then another rally. But I never dreamed that we would see the straight up movement.
And for you listeners of the Bubba Show, you are entitled to a free month of BarkBox. Is offering you an opportunity to receive one free extra month of BarkBox at BarkBox.com. Actually great for your dog treats and dog toys that don't fall apart. And you know that Angie sets are using the goddess herself. And to receive one free month, go to getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's getbarkbox.com / The Bubba Show to receive one free extra month of BarkBox. Go check it out. And of course, go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And we're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, we're coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and put you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Welcome back, Cotter. Anyways, we're welcome back to Bubba anyways. And, of course, let's get back to Monday night. Here we go.
They don't step up because it doesn't gain what they want. They do not want North Korea to ultimately change. They do not want North Korea to be part of South Korea and join the U.S. alliances. Yeah, I can understand that. There's no levels right now in the Dow. We're not doing anything right now. I want to see what this week brings. I'm not going to set necessary levels unless I have something really good. The markets are cockeyed, and I'm not going to set something that I can't clearly state with a high degree of confidence. And you know, I got to let this trade out. I mean, this is again the overall action right now is kind of funny. I mean, to be honest, it's just not, you know, we're above the lows, so we'll see what happens. I mean, S&P, you could look at 2480, that'd be pretty nerve-wracking. But you know, again, if you're dying to get short, and I'm not telling anybody you should be dying to get short, I think you're better off kind of hanging out and waiting here a little bit. That would be my advice, unless you're trading futures and you find a spot to trade for the short term. But overall, I would be more inclined to sit it out and watch for a little bit. The NASDAQ, Charlie Oscar, Michael Peter. The NASDAQ 100 made a new high. The NASDAQ itself did not make a new high, but it's pretty close. Okay. And of course, look at the action once again. Now, it was a little bit weaker on Friday. I would be willing to take a stab here at 64.50. I think that this is well overdone. This is one I would certainly look at. And of course, you know, I'm not a buyer at any level right now, but again, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't buy on the short term. Okay. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't buy something, you know, if I was trading, you know, very short term, like during the day, it doesn't mean I wouldn't buy then, but I wouldn't buy anything for the longer term right now. The Russell Romeo Uniform Tango. Look at this move off the bottom. It's amazing. Okay, we thought 1,400, 1,390, boom, boom, boom. Now we're at 1,430, next level. But quite the move. But I think this is well overextended. I do believe that the markets are well overbought. But again, that doesn't do anything for the longer term. 1,430 would be a spot that I would look to be a seller. Okay, I don't see any reason. Again, I don't see any reason to be too overactive here. This week should probably be quiet again. I wouldn't expect a ton of action this week. I think you're going to see, you know, we might get something, but I wouldn't expect to see a lot of action happening because, again, this is still the end. And, you know, typically after a holiday week, you know, you don't see a real busy week following. Now, we could. Things could change. But I think you're kind of getting a clue because you're seeing what's going on, that there's not that much action going on in the markets to begin with. when there should be some pretty good selling with light volume. Bubba, my life was easy. My everyday mom and dad fed me, did my laundry while I commuted to college 4 years later. I got a job with Pricewater. Glad I grew up in the 60s. Yeah, I don't blame me too. China wants to be involved in North Korea, and Russia loves our involvement in Afghanistan. They're playing better poker than Trump. Well, I'm not going to defend Trump except to say that a lot of this mess he did not create. He's just coming in. And I will say this, that I've never seen so much division. And I have to think that most of the people are out of their minds. So I can't blame him. I can blame him for talking about jobs and things like that, which aren't very good. And for talking about the stock market, which he criticized his predecessor about. But I think he's done. I think he's tried to do a good job. And I think that he's being held back because of the people. And that's obviously why the whole political system needs to change, because career politicians is stupid. But anyways, oil, crude. Now, you would have thought, crude should have had, a pretty big rally, right, with what's going on. And of course, it didn't go anywhere. It actually went down. And of course, I think it looks to go lower. I don't see any reason to think that we're going to go higher. Again, I would be a seller probably at 48, 49 would be the level to look to sell. It looks like it's going to continue this channel down. I still think we go to 40. So we'll continue to look for opportunity. And again, I'm not a buyer. Again, on a short term basis, I might look at it. But for right now, I'm not looking at anything. I'm just looking to sell it. Gold. Well, Charlie. All right. Well, so it finally broke out. Now, if you caught my stuff, I made the cover of the street last week. Me and Jim Cramer. Actually, I made the front page with a video I did, because I did say that gold was going to rally. Now, again, one might think gold would be a little bit higher than it is right now, just based on the weakness in the dollar. But it is running up nicely, and this should be an area that it just might run into a little bit of trouble. Again, I'm bullish longer term, and I'm looking to be a buyer. As you know, when I said I didn't want to sell it a couple of weeks ago, I'm looking to be a buyer. All right, and I would think right now the buy level would be about around 1,300 if we get back there. Now, that could change to 1,320 depending on how this move plays out from here. In the meantime, I think we're going to make a run at 1,370 would be where I'd be looking for it. Okay, I don't know that we're going to go a lot higher this time up. I do believe that the overall bear market in gold is over. I do believe that we are going to go higher. But again, I do also believe that there's going to be probably some selling pressure at some point. And you might see a little bit of a sell-off. You might even see it overnight tonight. I was really surprised when I saw the futures not get cracked that gold did not sell off a little bit more. So we'll kind of see. And there's something else tying into that gold market, which is a lot of these cryptocurrencies, which we'll talk more about later. But that's another reason I think that gold is kind of holding back a little bit, because I think some of the money that used to go there is going to the cryptos. All right, the bonds, Zulu, Bravo. All right, well, they did crack a little bit. Now, we have rolled, so part of the lower pricing is because they rolled to December now. But they are coming down a little bit, but again, it's hard to get excited about this. Now, I believe I would be a seller at 156. And for those of you in my my future stuff, know that we sold them there. We sold them at 156.01. I think this is a selling opportunity now. I think you want to look for that spot, and you want to sell into a rally. I never like to sell into a down move. I want to sell, into a rally up. Now here, if we got back to 156, I would like to be a seller. If we settle here for a while and get a little dip and then a rally, I'd like to sell it. But for right now, for today, 156 would be my sell level to sell, and I will sell it. All right. And we're going to, obviously that means that we're going to put the TBT back into play, which we've kept off for the last few weeks, waiting for some action here. Want oil per U.S. gallon in the frozen tundra, 331, not complaining. Yeah, I know. Look, it is what it is, but it's kind of silly, just based on just straight numbers. But, again, we've got too much manipulation, too many things going on in this world. Too many currency wars, which is why these cryptos are doing so well right now. And then, of course, the dollar really got crammed, but now it looks like, again, it's a buy. And again, I'm a buyer of the dollar. I mean, this is a little bit different than what we normally do. Okay, but there are certain products at certain times that I'm willing to just go ahead and buy. Okay, and that would be like the dollar at 92. I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean, I can take a little bit of heat here without worrying about it. I'm not going to be nervous about it if it goes against me, and I would probably look to be adding to it if it went against me. It's very similar like what I do in the grain market. You know, when grains get to a certain price, like about where they are now, I'm pretty comfortable just buying and holding them. All right. And I'll wait. I'll try to wait them out, just like the farmers do when they put their stuff in their bins. But again, that only works on commodities and hard asset type products. It does not work in the stock market because, again, the stock market is a little bit different. But when I'm buying something like the dollar, I know that at some point here, we're going to have some interference from ECB because the euro currency is getting too strong. But the biggest interesting thing here, I think, is the dollar-denominated commodities are not reacting as well as you might think with the dollar at two-year lows. Bottom line is I'm a buyer at 92. I mean, I'm a buyer almost anywhere here. I wouldn't even think about it.
And I think one of the things that we want to take the heat of, we talked about the bonds a little bit there, and the bonds ran up on Tuesday, up almost two full points, so they're now in the hole. But I'm a bigger seller now and more excited to sell them. At these levels, I think that, again, this is overdone, overdramatic, and I think it's going to be a great opportunity to sell. And I think that these are the things that we need to really then focus on as we get ready to take move and look for the next big move. So I would look to be a seller there, and gladly and obviously so. I do think there'll be some pretty big move here. And of course, I am a buyer of the dollar and also a seller of oil, of course, at the levels where it got to. So that's what we're kind of looking at. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop out here for a break and we're going to come back. But before we do, libertytalk.fm is where you download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. Don't forget, don't leave me hanging. Go check it out. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back after the break with more the Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here with you. And of course, we are doing a little bit of listening and checking out what I was thinking. And I think you see some pretty good calls. So let's go back to that right now. Here we go.
Of course, the euro currency continues to push higher. Now, it looks like it did have what I would call a blow off top on last week, whatever day that was. What was that? On the 29th. What day was the 29th? Must have been like Tuesday. Looked like a blow off top. And then it looked like it had another blow off top on Thursday or Friday, okay, which was into the jobs number. So I think that's pretty indicative that we're going down. Now, again, the key level, it's got to break below like 118 to really confirm that we're going lower. But certainly I'd be a seller right now at like 119.50 if it gets back there. Because I would look for the hard fall. And again, I do look for the ECB to get involved. All right, because I think they're getting too strong. Their currency is getting too strong, and they're not happy. And the British pound did hold at 128, as we suspected. We'll stay neutral. I'd like to see a little bit more of a rally. I think that this is going to be very good, and I think we're going to continue to watch it, and we are long it from much lower. But I would not initiate new buying here. And the VIX, look at the poor VIX, right? Now, again, I ask you, where's the fear? I mean, you got to tell me. Somebody got to explain to me how we cannot be at all concerned. And I understand the plunge protection team. But how many bullets do you think the plunge protection team has left? How much more dollar manipulation do you think they can do? At some point, it has to backfire on them because it always does. But in the meantime, here we are. So this is why I always say, hey, you know, look, we're not going to fight it. We're not going to try to say this is it. It is what it is. We'll watch and we'll look for opportunity. You know, and again, that's one of the things about volatility right now. There is just no interest in it. Everybody's on vacation next week. I understand people on vacation, but what does that have to do with fear? What about the people that are here? Aren't they a little bit afraid? Okay. You know, last Monday night, the VIX was flying. Last Monday night, the VXX was 53. Okay. So it was the same vacation. We'll see. Again, I don't know that it's okay. I don't know what it is. I know that that's what the market we've got, and I know that it's quiet, and we'll see. And I know that the commercials are getting massively short, but again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that they're right. Okay. And that's what we have to continue to watch. There's never any worries, baby. Okay. A professor fired for justifying Harvey was karma for Texas. Now, what kind of moron, A, if you think that, what kind of moron says that out loud? Can anybody answer that for me? You got to help me out. I mean, what kind of idiot says something like that? Okay. Is it the same idiot that wanted Trump assassinated? And she's still in office. I don't understand that either. But have we really stooped to this level that we're talking about karma for the biggest natural disaster in the history? Okay. China readies the yuan. You remember I talked about this a long time ago, if you guys remember. Readies the yuan to price crude oil and back it by gold. All right. VIX stays low because retail has moved to buy and hold via ETFs and ETNs. Okay. I've heard that theory before, but they did that when the VIX went to 19 before, and they've done that for quite a while. I just believe that, of course, the answer before the plunge protection team is in place, and as long as interest rates remain low and there's no place else to go, I suppose volatility remain low. But I will bet anybody any amount of money they want that we will see a steady stream of higher volatility at some point. Again, when will it be? I can't answer. So China is going to now start to use, and this is with Russia, really. This is this blockchain. If you remember, I talked about this, and this is part of the cryptocurrency world. But they're going to now benchmark it against the yuan, you know, which is getting rid of the petrodollars, as they call them. Stupidity knows no limits. That politician was not fired because they're a politician. Well, that's true. People are afraid. Big business is never worried. They're always have a bailout. That's also true. Charlie Hebdo likened Harvey victims to Nazis. Another schmuck. God, I tell you, it's wondering. And then, of course, the emerging market debt. Dumb, dumb, and dumbest. Dumb, dumb, and dumb. Are we kidding me? And you know, it becomes an amazing fact. And this has a lot to do with, you know, the currency wars, the financial manipulation. Now, again, if you're a Fed person, if you like the Fed, if you think the Fed is doing a good job, and I'm not telling you shouldn't like to say they're a good job. I don't think they do a very good job. But again, that's just an opinion. But at the end of the day, you have to wonder, all right, if you go back to the conspiracy theory, look what's happened to the dollar over time and look what they're doing right now. It's destruction, which is why we're starting to see a lot less cash, and a lot of places are becoming more cashless. And of course, the ever mounting debt everywhere. The traders panic by stock, shrug off nuclear Armageddon. Again, I'm not saying that the market should break yet. It may never break, right? This time may be different. But at the end of the day, it's amazing how the buyers continue to step back in under any circumstance. And again, listen, who knows? We do know one thing as a not a certainty, but pretty high probability, is that over time, the markets are going to go up 9% a year, over time. So, you know, are we never going to have another correction again? Maybe not. Conservative 90s, Trump, 90s, Clinton. Trump was warning about North Korea many years ago in the 90s. Okay, I'll take a look at that. All members of the Fed have MIA degrees. massive election. You know what? Look, the Fed, they're smart people from a straight education standpoint, but they're morons when it comes to actually running a business. This hasn't been my argument all along. Okay. What good does it do when you continue to bail out like the banks? All right. If the banks are not taking care of their own capital and not using due diligence in who they lend to, and I got news for you. Is my buddy here tonight? Are you here, buddy? Oh, sure. You're taking the day off. I'm telling you, you watch. These banks, you're going to see it again. I give it a year to two max where there's another banking collapse. I mean, how do I know? Well, I mean, first of all, I get calls every day from different banks that I bank with that want to lend me money. But I have a guy, as I told you many times, that has he's a more of a subprime lender. I mean, not true subprime, but a lower lender. And banks are buying his loans. He doesn't even have to hold them. He just gets paid right away. It's an amazing thing.
And of course, I mean, this is one of the things that has a great deal of concern for me. You know, and again, I don't believe the economy is better. Many do. And I can't say that they're wrong. But just from my point of view, my perspective, they're not. You know, again, you can't continue to work on jobs that don't exist. You can't continue to pump up a phony economy, which is, I think, what we've done. You're looking at a lot of things that create a lot of concern in my mind. But it all starts with, in my opinion, the Federal Reserve. It's the letting things go that we shouldn't be letting go. And again, that to me is a much bigger problem. And that is one of the concerns that I have from my perspective. But again, hey, but for you listeners of The Bubba Show, BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month of BarkBox at BarkBox.com. Again, it's for your dog. They send great treats and great toys that last. And you know that Angie uses it on our show. She's one of my guests. And to receive one free month, you go to GetBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's GetBarkBox.com/The Bubba Show. You receive one free extra month of BarkBox for free. And go to LibertyTalk.fm and download the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And my friends, that will do it for today. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Thanks so much for being here, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.